From the decade that Hair forgot, shoulder pads didn't forget, and synthesizers really came into their own. The 1980s radio. The Members, an unfortunate name for a band, given the what we were talking about with Dennis Rodman earlier.
They should change the name to the Rodmans.
Oh, I'd even had a big tattoo on it on the album That's cover.
Right. Oh, that'd be a given. They'd all have to go and get their cocks tattooed.
It's an awful thought, isn't it? I don't know whether I'd want my cock tattooed.
But you'd have to have a fluffer.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
From Pornhub to be sucking on the end of your pole to keep it, let's say, engorged.
I don't think we needed to go all the... I mean, we could have just gone, you needed to have your member remain engorged if it was tattooed. I don't think we needed all the other stuff to go with it.
Yeah, listen, cunt.
Finished? Yes.
We're talking about the mechanics of actually achieving a tattoo on the shaft. I don't know.
Do you actually need to have your member engorged to get a tattoo on your old fella?
Sure you do.
Where's the nearest tattoo parlour?
They'd be open at this time too, wouldn't they?
That's what I was thinking.
Of course they would be.
Do most of their business.
They're closed.
So people are too pissed to remember.
They're waiting for the pissed idiots to walk
through
the door.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting
for... If they don't answer the phone, Scotto, they're just tattooing dicks.
All those ones seem to be... They're all closed. Open now, that's what we want.
There you go.
They go in and get... They go.
Mark's Tattoo Shop.
Can I have a tattoo, please, of Homer Simpson giving it to Darth Vader?
The illustrated tattoo, that'll be the one we'd need to bring out. They're in Surrey Hills. All right, hang on a minute. Let me just bring up my phone.
I've got a guy I can ask, actually.
I don't need to. We're going to ring the illustrated tattoo artist. I figure out dial numbers again. Where's my thingy? Where's the fuck the bloody... Where the hell's the damn dialy thingy? I'm going to find calls. New call. Yeah, that's what I want to make, a new call.
The dialy thingy.
Well, I couldn't help it. It was being very difficult for me. We're going to ring Australia. And the number is... Where's the number gone? I've lost it. There it is. 9211 3761.
No routes found.
What does that mean? No routes found. What does that even mean?
Actually,
the number is invalid. 92.
Maybe you've got to put an area code like 612.
Well, no, I put in 6 plus 61. The original man. All right, I'll put 2 in front.
That should do it.
I'll put a 2 in front of it. I'll try that. Oh, now it's ringing. Maybe.
Yesterday, man.
Yeah, hello. It's Scott O'Baz of the Fish from NetFM in Sydney. How are you going tonight?
Yeah, we caught that 12, midnight.
That's good. We just had a very quick question. We were just covering a story on the radio show. You're live on the air as we speak, about Dennis Rodman, and he apparently had a tattooed, member, I think would be the word we'd have to use at this particular point in time. And we were just wondering, when somebody comes in and they want to have their old fella, their penis, for another word, tattooed, does it need...
I'm busy. I'll talk with another manager here. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. I don't know whether I want to have the illustrated man do the tattoo. I mean, he sounded as though he wasn't a bikie or a sort of person like that, did he?
No, he's busy tattooing a cock.
Well, should we try one more or not?
No, isn't he going to get someone to talk to you?
Oh, I've hung up on him.
He was going to get someone to talk to you.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, now I better ring him back.
Oh, he'll be really pissed off now.
Well, yeah, I don't know what we won't ring him because he'd be pissed off now. Oh, I thought he was, basically fuck off.
No, he said, I get someone to talk.
Oh, gee, if only I'd listened a bit more closely. That would have been a lot more sense, wouldn't it? Oh, I feel bad now.
Thanks, Michael Parkinson.
It's obviously a good business. I mean, he's no doubt about that. Like it's 9 o'clock, isn't it? 9:20.
Yeah.
And flat out. So there's a lot of morons in the world wanting to get tattoos.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Well, they're pissed.
Well, I think you've got to be pissed to do it. All right, let's try one more. Let's go to Newtown. 29557. And this time I'll try to listen a bit more closely. 0002. I feel bad hanging up on Muttley. Sorry, mate. I feel bad.
Skin Deep Tattoo.
Yeah, g'day. Scott O'Baz of the Fish and AP from NetFM calling. How are you going?
Sorry,
it's Scott O'Baz of the Fish from NetFM calling. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Not bad. Sorry to bother you. You're probably busy. Have you got just about 30 seconds to answer a question for us?
I guess so.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. We were just doing a piece on... you're live on radio, by the way. We were just doing a piece on Dennis Rodman, who has apparently got a tattoo on his... how does one put it delicately? Penis, I imagine, is the word we'd have to use. And we were wondering, if you were going to do a tattoo on somebody's penis, do you have to... Does it have to be engorged, or can you do it when it's flaccid? How do you actually do that?
it really depends on the artist, to be honest. It's pretty much half and half, really.
Oh, which half is which half? What, yeah. It's only got to be half-heart?
No. So some artists will do it one way and some artists will do it the other way.
Have you done any yourself?
No, I haven't. No, I'm just reception.
Oh, that's a bit of a... So you don't sort of get called in at the last minute to actually go and just, you know... Stick one on.
No, not very popular.
Oh, okay.
And is it fair to suggest you don't have a tattoo yourself on the old fella?
Definitely not.
No, okay. Yeah, neither do we, actually.
Now, it strikes me as it just be a bit painful, so it's not something... Anyway, that's most interesting. So it's a half and half. It depends on the tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting. What's your name?
Yeah.
Sorry,
Michael,
you've been very, Michael? Very helpful. Yeah. We appreciate your time, and sorry to be a bother, but we just had to... When we think of these things, we just have to learn the answer. So I appreciate your assistance.
No, that's so fair. Thanks so much.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you too. Bye.
Bye. Well, wasn't he helpful? What a nice chap.
Mm.
I mean, we haven't really learned, though, have we?
No, we've learnt nothing.
No, we've learnt fuck all, basically.
Yeah, we've just gone around a big circle.
Yeah, so it's a half and half thing.
Yeah, but at least it sounded like we were
making
investigating, making the inquiry.
Investigative journalism at its peak, I think, Fishy.
Yeah.
I think that's so...
It was entertaining, Scotto.
Oh, well, that's the important thing. I think we can kill that subject now. I mean, we could go and play another song, but then I'd run out of music too early because we only had a song 5 minutes ago. So,
if you didn't start playing songs till 8:37, you run out, eh?
Well, no, not yet, but I might. Anyway, AP, you've done research, because we were... Hang on a minute.